Oh man, dude, I gotta do something with my back. It's like right where your shoulder blades come together.
Uh-huh.
But what sucks is it like goes from there. Look, from here to here.
You have a heart attack. I'm not joking, but you got an issue. Well, you say it's a nerve, you think? You didn't?
I've had neck problems like for decades.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while when I sleep on a pillow that's not my pillow, it's too big, cricks my neck. And, dude, it takes me weeks
to get it
for it to get back to where it should be. A lot of Jergens. A lot of Jergens. It's like a workout. All right. Here we go. Da-dun, da-dun, dun. You're supposed to say bump, bump.
Remember? I don't know. Sometimes.
Da-dun, da-dun, dun. Come on, bro. Where's the beat?
Okay.
Da-dun, da-dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Oh, there we go. Welcome back, Cigar Talk. It's time for the greatest show on earth to fail.
Oh, my goodness. We got to fail?
No, that's not us. We're not the greatest show on earth. But, hey, I appreciate your vote of confidence.
Ooh, God.
I don't know who the greatest show on earth. It used to be the Barnum and Bailey brothers.
The who?
Barnum and Bailey.
Okay, that's better that time.
What'd I say? Brunson?
I don't know what you said the first time.
The Brunson Burner Circus. Anyway.
High school.
Okay.
Brunson Burner, so you know that was
Yeah. So, did you ever go to the circus?
Yes.
The Big Top?
Yes.
And what was like your first time? What age were you there? Hey, guys, just so you know, I'm Rob Jones. I'm the host. Brian Falconer is the co-host, and we are in the middle of a conversation, so we're going to wrap it back around. We'll let you know here in just a little bit what we're smoking, what we're drinking, and what the show's going to be about. Mm-hmm. But for now, enjoy this story. Go ahead.
8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so who were you with?
My mom and my dad.
And where were y'all?
St. Louis.
Okay.
Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
I think, you know where I went to my first one?
Where?
Right here in Abilene.
So you were grown.
No, I was like five.
Oh,
I was like four.
Y'all did come through here. That's right.
No. When my dad divorced my mother, she was living in Sweetwater with me.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm like one.
One.
But I can remember, like, I think pretty sure like around four, we came over here. And, dude, it was back in the day when they, like, had, like, midgets, tall people. And no. They didn't say
that's
little
what
people.
They were called. That's what they were called.
I saw the sign.
Yep, that's what they were
did
called.
Did not say little people.
No, it did not.
But those people were little. I mean, they had the smallest person in the world and the tallest stand next to each other.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
And did you remember the old midgets? Which they were interesting because they didn't look like your typical, like, shorter person, you know, that they're filled out.
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, thin and, like, elegant. You know what I mean? They had, like, they didn't have that contortion issues.
I don't remember the midgets. I just remember the tigers.
They got married, like, at the circus. The dude's wearing a top hat. She's wearing a dress.
Ours
she comes riding in on an elephant.
Ours didn't. They just rode in a car, and about 40 of them jumped out the car.
Oh, that was the clowns. I saw that,
but
too.
No, those were the smaller people, too. They jumped out of the car. And they were little people, but they had the clown makeup on. It was about 40 of them jumped out the car. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. And I was 8 years old and realized that. That don't make sense to me.
Yeah, but I was four.
I understand.
It's for four-year-olds, not eight.
I understand. I just had four more years before I saw it.
Right, but that's
it still
that's
didn't make
way
sense to me.
Different. If you were four, you're just like, wow, they're never going to quit coming out of that car. Because that's what I thought. Look, it's just they keep coming.
I just love the tigers.
Did you like clowns?
I love clowns.
I think clowns are dumb.
But my daughter's afraid of clowns.
I'm not afraid of clowns.
My daughter's afraid of clowns.
I don't like clowns. I don't like clowns. I'm saying that, like, I think clowns are pretty lame.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like,
old.
Dude,
when did you get to that point, though? Like I promise you, at four, you didn't think that way.
No, no, no. At four, I was just like, look at those feet.
Yeah, the shoes.
Dude must be hung like a bear.
No, you didn't know that at four.
Oh. Well, that's what my dad said. I heard him.
But, yeah, I still like clowns, man.
I you know what? I mean, okay, no.
He said no.
Okay, you know no. No, I can't no. let that slide, bro. Whenever I was like a teenager, high school, and my brothers were like watching Bobo or Bozo the Clown, no.
Yeah, you graduate from Bozo, though. You get into Pennywise now.
I don't know who Pennywise
from
is.
It.
No, I've never seen that.
You never seen the movie It?
No, it's dumb. Okay. It has a clown as its main character.
Yeah, he's a devious clown, too.
It's a clown.
Sound like somebody else I know. What?
A clown.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know what? The only one that I would say that I like, and he's not really a clown, but he is the Joker.
I knew that's where you were going to go. Yeah. And he wears the makeup.
Yeah, but he doesn't wear the big shoes, the big bow tie, the flower that squirts water.
Yes, he does. The flower squirts acid, though.
Not the one I remember.
Which one do you remember?
Heath Ledger.
Well, he...
yeah.
He goes to the most...
the most incredible one. Dude, that dude...
I mean, dude, come on. Now, all of them were incredible, starting with Gabriel, what's his name, with the 1966 Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the,
then you go
the
to
television show.
Yeah, then you go to Jack Nicholson, who played it to a T.
Well,
and then you take Heath Ledger that took what they both did and put it dark. And he and with
like
the,
that performance.
Oh yes,
reminds me of me.
I can believe that.
You know what I mean?
I can believe that.
He took it to a place where people were not ready for it.
There was an outtake that shouldn't have been in the movie, but wound up being in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was?
No.
That's when he was supposed to be blowing up the hospital. Mm-hmm. He pressed a button, and it was supposed to blow up when he pressed the button. He ad-libbed when it didn't blow up and started hitting it, and then turned around. When it blew up, he shook and ran off. That was all ad-lib. That's how great that man was in that role. Like they said, when he took it, he took until the end of filming. He was the Joker.
When they said it's your job.
Oh, yeah. He was 100%.
Boom.
No, never.
Never broke
got
character.
Out of character.
Yeah.
Never. Never. And you could tell it in that
performance.
Well, you
know what? Here's the thing. And I'll say that's my favorite Joker.
Okay.
Of all of them.
Okay.
And I'm not taking away from Heath Ledger. Dude is a lot of people
that's
think
who you
he
say
was,
it.
I know that, but if you let me finish, I'm not taking anything away from him when I say this. It also had a lot to do with the director of that movie.
That's correct.
Because the other guys, like Jack Nicholson, I liked that role, but it was not as serious and dark.
I know.
But Jack could have done serious and dark.
I mean, look at One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He could have played that totally dark.
Look at The Shining.
Yeah. I mean, he could have played that
Johnny.
He could have played that totally dark.
Yeah. And so, and that's one of the things I love about Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
He has that ability.
Yes.
But Ledger took it just as far, but he had that option with a director that wanted to go the dark route.
Because
we had transitioned from the TV series. We had the Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And then
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And then George Clooney. And then who was the good dude that was with him at that time? He was the last one before what's his name?
I just call him Batman.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the dude that killed the Daredevil.
Yeah. So I just preferred that dark series.
But see, that's what it was. It was the Dark Knight.
Right.
They transitioned from just Batman to the Dark Knight, and it had to be dark. I mean, that entire three-movie trilogy was like...
Yeah, all three of those were good. And I thought the first one was really good. I thought the second one was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the third one was the third one.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the first one was better than the third.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, the whole Bane thing.
Yeah.
The boat.
And then,
it's like, you know, what is this, a pirate?
But then you had Liam Neeson in that also.
Oh, yeah. And when he was over in Japan.
Yeah, overseas, yeah.
But he wasn't Batman when he got back. That's weird.
No, because that was when he went over, and when he came back, he started to transition into Batman. He wasn't Batman yet. It took all of that.
But he was not the same person.
Oh, no. He wasn't nowhere near the same person.
They changed actors. Liam Neeson wasn't Batman.
No, Liam Neeson was the villain.
Oh, well, that's...
You don't remember that. And then he talked about the second one. Anyway, clowns, I just...
Negative.
My favorite clown would be the Joker, though.
Oh, sure.
My favorite clown would be
the Joker. I mean, that's the only clown I can name. So, other than Bozo.
Yeah.
Or Bobo, which, we had him on the show once.
Oh, yeah. My fault.
Bobo the smoking clown. Anyway, let's jump into what we're smoking, folks. I am smoking the Ale Special Al, Mil Dias from Undercrown.
Yeah.
No, Crowned Heads. Which one of those fucking ones is it? You know what? Hang on a minute. Let me look.
It's on the side.
It's not on the side. It just says Mil Dias. You know what? I'm dyslexic. So, you know what? I don't know if the crown is at the beginning or at the end. You know what crown is backwards? Queer.
Anyway, I'm smoking a McAuliffe Riata.
Yeah, great smoke.
Yes. And we are drinking
a little Eagle.
Rare!
Booyah! Let me give you guys some advice if you are like new into the bourbon journey.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a bunch of different liquor stores. Find one that is small enough to where you can chit-chat with the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And get to know that guy. You want to know, like, how you evaluate his opinion.
Yeah.
So, because he's going to recommend stuff to you, and that's you true. Want him to.
Yes, yeah, true.
But also, like, when I go in there, my guy's like, hey, you like Eagle Rare? And I'm like, yeah, but, how much is it? And he's like, $35. I was like, sold.
Sold.
And, how many people walk in there that never even got a chance to know it was back there?
Yeah,
because they
correct.
Don't take the time.
They don't. Mm-mm.
And at where I go, the manager really was not a bourbon drinker before I started going there.
Mm.
And I just started telling him, you should be trying this. You should be. Next thing I know, he's trying all of them.
Well, he has an opportunity to.
Right. But he is bringing in better better bourbon.
Yeah.
And like when he gets something special, he always lets me know.
Mm.
And I wouldn't. Well, you never see Eagle Rare out in our area.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
But, within 3 months, I got a bottle of Eagle Rare. Then I also got the E.H. Taylor Ball and Bond. Then over at my shop that I go to where I get that, I got the Elijah Craig Foolproof.
Mm.
And then I forgot what other bottle he had over there. But dude's always taking care of me. When I go in there, he's like, hey, he opens up a box.
And there you go.
I'm like, oh, yeah, give me one of those. Do you have a particular liquor store that you prefer to go to?
Philo's.
Yeah, okay. That's too far for me.
Yeah, but it's not too far for me.
Yeah.
I'm on that side.
I was like doing the map in my head, and I'm like, man, it's doable. But from here, no.
No.
Not dry. I've been out there, and plus, I raped them.
Oh, you raped them.
I raked them over the coals about pushing booze on me, mm-hmm. and that it was not good.
I just go in there for one thing and one thing.
I know, Woodford Reserve.
Yeah. They have what I like. They have what I want at the price that I'm willing to pay.
Have you been to Abby's?
No.
It's on the way to Philo's.
He says on the way.
Like, Rebecca?
Yes.
And then you get on the Buffalo?
I don't know Rebecca like that, but I know Rebecca the Buffalo.
Gap. Anyway, you go down the Buffalo Gap, and you're going down, going out towards Philo's.
Uh-huh.
Well, before you get to that light,
there's
the liquor store.
Okay.
Like, the convenience store's right there with the light.
Mm-hmm.
Abby's is right next to it. You don't even notice it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you would never notice it. And they actually carry some pretty good stuff, and they're not way overpriced. Man, I would say they're in the neighborhood of what Philo's charges.
Yeah, that's less than a mile from me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what my store's called?
What?
Best Liquor Prices Liquor Store.
Best Liquor Prices Liquor Store.
Boom.
They want you to know up front.
Hey, you know what? And they are spot on. And so when I started going there, the bourbon selection was decent. But after I chummed up the manager, dude, they got one of the better bourbon selections in this town.
And where is
and
it at?
It's all the Best Liquor Prices Liquor Store.
Where is it at?
North 6th and Willis.
North 6th. Oh, the drive-through one.
Yeah.
Ah.
But I don't drive through. I go in.
Okay. Okay. Right there on the corner.
Right.
At the light.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With the rims shop behind
Yeah, right behind it.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But go, dude, that's where I got you the, you know, that bum brew rum or something.
Yeah, bum
brew. Yeah, yeah.
I have been there then because after you got it, I went there and got three bottles.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. But, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of it.
But I highly recommend that you hop around because you're always looking.
Yeah.
But you got your go-to shop. Mm-hmm. That, like, when I went there and he was like, hey, bottle of Eagle Rare. And I was like, yeah. Well, I mean, I was like, you know what? Just because he's nice enough to ask me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, and throw in one of these early times.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I'm like, gotcha. I'm not just going to buy a $35 bottle of Eagle Rare. I also bought a $24 bottle of early times.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You make it worth his while.
Well, you know.
Because he makes it worth your while.
Right. I just.
Gotcha.
I feel like if they give you a special bottle. And that's all you buy, and then you don't come back. And then when you do come back, you're like, hey, you got anything special? And he's like, no.
So you give him a reach around, and he makes sure that y'all both are
right. Right. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You play with my ball sack, and I'll give you a quarter.
Oh, my God, man. Here
anyway,
we go.
How's that cigar, bro?
Man, look at it. It's still construction. It's perfect. Look at that ash line.
I guess I was yacking so much that I let my cigar go out. I hate that shit.
No, sir. I'm sitting over here enjoying this Riata, as usual.
Well, and tell everybody, you know, we have what we call the faculty.
Oh, meeting today. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had the faculty meeting this morning, and it was nice.
Mm.
Had a good group.
Yes, we did.
And Bill was there.
Yes, sir. Great conversation.
And I was talking to Bill, and he was about to light up an Oliva Millennial V.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hold up. I said, have you
wait a minute.
The Medallia? And he's like, no, I don't know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, hang on. I'll be right back. He's like, well, don't be buying me a big one. I don't have all day. Because, you know, that's how grouchy old Bill is. I ain't got all goddamn day. That sounds just like you, folks.
He didn't say that, but it was in that tone.
Oh, yeah.
It was exactly in that tone.
What I said encompasses the attitude.
That's correct.
But anyway, I go get him a Medallia 6x46. I take it to him. I hand it to him. I'm like, hey, try this one. And he goes... He looks at it for a minute, and he's, like, rolling it around between his old bony thumb and fingers. And he says to me, I have a feeling this is going to have construction issues.
Did.
And
yes,
I was like, nope.
Watch. That's what you
like,
said, nope, watch.
I said, smoke it.
Yep.
I said, whatever. And I'd let it go.
Because
I didn't want to pump him up. You know how he gets.
And you never said anything else.
No, I'd let it go.
He brought up.
I'd never said,
yep.
What do you think?
He brought it up.
I said, what's your overall evaluation at the end? But up until then, I was like, I'm not going to say shit.
Mm-mm.
And then Casey brought it up.
And
she was like, how's that cigar? And he's like, had three puffs. And he's like,
too early. He said it was too early.
And I was just like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to sit right here, and I'm not going to say shit, because I promise you, if it's not good, Bill is going to rub it in my face, and if it is good, Bill will tell you.
Yes, correct. He got through that first third.
He said, this is a good cigar.
Yep.
And you know what? He's not going to get, like, crazy about explaining cigar, but when he says, it's a really good cigar.
It's like E.F. Hutton. Like, when he speaks, you listen.
He's E.F. Hutton of cigars.
Yes, yes. And then when he got to the point where he had to leave, He set it down, and his exact words were, "That's a good cigar." He said, "I hate to have to leave it."
Yeah, he did say that.
He said, "I hate to have to leave this."
And that's what I was and like. All right, before you go,
yep.
Give me what do overall. You say about yep. the overall? And he was like, "That was damn good." Mm-hmm. I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to ask you anything else." Apparently, you liked it.
McAuliffe hit it again.
But the funny thing is, oh, I remember when I asked him if he had had the Medallia before I went and got him one out of the humidor at the Leaf. I said to him, "Have you had a Medallia?" And he's like, "Who makes that?"
Yeah.
And I said, "McAuliffe." And Bill goes like this. "You know what I think about McAuliffe?" And he goes, "Thumbs down."
He did.
And I was like, "Why do you say that?" He's like, "I don't like their cigars." And I was like, "Which one?"
Then we had a conversation about their Vitolas and what they have now, which is their core, and what they're bringing out. And then that's when you left.
Well, and I told them they had the Grande Bold line, mm-hmm. and they got rid of that. They brought some new things online. And I said, "You know what? I'm not saying that I smoke their entire portfolio every day."
No, you didn't.
"But they have some damn good cigars that I smoke more than any other cigar."
Because you said the Medallia was the one that you smoked more than any other cigar. And he's like, "Okay."
And so I went and got it for him, and he was blown away.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, I didn't tell him. I said, "Dude, I gave Casey one last time she was over," mm-hmm. and she was like, "What is this cigar?" I was like, "It's a Medallia." And she's like, "Who makes this?" And I was like, "McAuliffe. Apparently, you don't listen to the show."
No, she.
You know what I mean?
But she's taped a couple of shows. They may not have gotten.
No. She's actually been on one show that made it. And then we've got her on another show that hasn't been released yet.
Uh-huh.
We're a little behind in that, but we're going to tell you about how we're going to fix it. This is how we're going to fix it, people. We have a good friend of the show. His name is Adam, Big Adam. And he actually came on. I had an interview with him, and he said something about doing the audio editing. I was like, "Dude, it would be so nice if I could find somebody." And he was like, "Are you serious? If you find somebody, I told you I would do it." And yeah. I'm like, "No, you didn't." He's like, "Yes, I did." And I'm like, "You're full of shit." Or I'm dumb.
We'll take full of shit for 500.
So, anyway, Adam, Big Adam, is going to be the new audio editor. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know if you know this about me, Brian, but like I'm a little bit of a control freak.
Oh, no, everybody knows that. It ain't that I know that. The world got a glimpse of that on the telethon, but I already knew that.
You couldn't interview that airman? Yeah.
What?
No. No, I'm joking.
Who? People. No, you're telling the truth. He was like, "Who?"
You know, we talked about it.
Uh-oh.
And, we got Big Dick Larry just come barging in. I think his dick just opened the door.
Damn.
Hey, bro, I'm going to slide over. I'd rather be in the middle. I like to be the pivot man. Pivot right my way out of here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, my back is killing me, too. I told you last night. That's the fist bump. There you go.
You damn near failed. He's like, "Come on, damn it."
I took pictures of him the last time he was here, and he was sitting there. And I just took pictures from getting out of the recliner, walking into the kitchen. And I was like, either he's drunk or Mr. Magoo.
Oh, my God. He says balance. So he ain't going to take the Mr. Magoo.
That's why he uses his dick to open the door.
That helps him walk. Yep, that's that third leg.
Hey, we're about to take a break. But, here's some of the things that we're going to be talking about and doing after the quick little break.
They were like, "Finally."
It's like, "Fuck." Anyway, I'm going to do the top five harmonica players.
Yeah, I got it.
And would you say the top five harmonicist?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's why I said harmonica players.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you know what the true is, what you call them, let me know.
We'll know after the break.
All right. I don't like to Google shit. I don't want to know.
So you say.
Excuse me. Damn. Anyway, hey, guys, we are going to take a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Thanks. Welcome back, guys. And so I want to jump in first before we get to the McAuliffe Minute.
Okay.
You know my brother does the whole TikTok famous thing, and he has a Discord. I'm a member of it because I help set it up.
Gotcha.
I help run it for him.
Gotcha.
And, you know.
You're just you.
I'm still me.
Yeah.
So I actually made a room that says Rob's Room.
Oh, Lord.
Anything that could possibly.
Oh.
No, listen. Anything that could possibly be inappropriate doesn't go anywhere other than my room.
That room.
You know what I mean? So if you come in there.
Understand. When you walk in the door, these are the rules.
Right. If you don't like it, don't come in.
Don't come in there. Yeah. Leave the door alone.
It's like we're not doing the whole cancel culture thing.
Nah, not in this room.
You're in the wrong place. But anyway, I had been off of there for a while, and we have somebody who's a moderator.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I get a message that says, you might need to ban some people because, you know, they were talking inappropriately. And, you know, most of the people in there are women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? And it's pretty remarkable how many of these older women have learned how to use Discord. Because, you know, it's a shocker when you first get on it. Because it's not like anything else.
It isn't.
And so, you know, I was impressed by that. But, you know, I'm not going to tolerate dudes coming in and
yeah, I got you.
Talking dirty.
Yeah, I got you.
That's my job. No, I'm joking. But anyway, in my room last night, I posted a picture of the Southern Draw, Jacob's Ladder.
Okay.
Excuse me. And I'd never smoked this cigar. I smoked it last night for the first time.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's a pretty good size cigar.
Yeah, it is.
And so I'm smoking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then down here, I post another picture. And anyway, I don't know where it is. But the last picture I posted of the cigar, literally, it was like that much left.
So you smoked.
I mean, I smoked it down to a half of a nub.
Yeah, I got you.
And one of the guys that I banned not long ago by accident, it was an accident.
Oh, okay.
Dude, when you go in there and start banning people, you're just like, you're like Oprah. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, it's hard to stop.
Yeah. It's like, you felt that authority.
Oh, I was given.
Yes. Bye.
So, holy crap. The extra one I booted wasn't supposed to get booted.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it's like this dude who's like 24.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to get into, like, a lot about this person.
Uh-huh.
But,
however,
like, dude, as soon as I booted that guy started messaging people privately that were still in the server. And they're like, Rob banned me or some shit, you know. And all of a sudden, a ruckus breaks out. And it's like, why would Rob ban him?
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, oh, well, you know that he has, what do you call that, autism.
And said you had autism?
No.
Oh, the dude.
The guy I booted. And then someone chimes in and says, I have autism. Is Rob going to ban me?
Damn.
And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
Cancel culture in the room.
All right. So I, you know what? I didn't say nothing. I went and I
really
unbanded him. I let it go. You know what I mean? And eventually he got back in.
Yes.
And so, anyway, I showed you the pictures I posted in that Rob's room of my cigar and me smoking it. And here's that dude that I'd banned.
And rebanned it.
Here's what he said after I posted my cigar pictures.
Unbanned. That's what
you that mean. Looks so pleasant, but you should clean your fingernails. Wait, there's more. If this is promotional, corporate sponsors will complain about your dirty fingernails, and it will hurt the brand. Hold on. Not done. Also, I don't know if you're single, but most women prefer clean fingernails. I won't explain why, but you are kind of a sex symbol, and people notice that.
Wait a minute.
Wait. I'll let you read it. I'm nervous. But anyway, he goes on. Or what? I assume he. I can DM you why I have a friend that is a social media influencer. His fingernails are important. And then, of course, I had to respond. You want to hear the response?
Lord, the world wants to hear your response.
I just said noted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you stopped scratching your booty and said, okay, I'll go wash my fingernails.
I didn't go wash my nails.
You just said noted.
It's like, all right.
Wow.
And then, hold on. Then he friend requested me.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, denied.
See, I butt called you.
I butt dialed you, buddy.
Sorry.
And what's weird is, like, every conversation he's in ends up being like a statistic about gay people. And then he finishes with, but I'm not gay. Like, okay, well, what's up with all the stats? You trying to be going into ESPN sports?
Man, this McCallum Black is good.
You changing the subject? Let's move on. Hey, there we go, guys. That's what happened to me yesterday is I was interrogated by a 24-year-old that's not gay.
McCallum Black.
But, I mean, don't you think it's kind of odd?
McCallum
that
Black.
A dude is like giving you,
damn, you see,
grooming lessons.
You see this burn?
It is good. It Thank is you. Good. You know, I got a good cigar here too. I don't remember what I'm smoking.
You snatched the label off of it.
Yeah. What was this? Oh, the Mildias.
Mildias. You still smoking that?
I am, because I'm not a hog.
Well, let's get to the McCallum Minute then.
Okay. Can I light my damn cigar? You just leave me hanging. Let's get to the McCallum Minute. You see me over here puffing.
You've been
and
lighting
then you
that
take,
cigar
you,
the entire show.
I know, but
so
you
this
see
one
I'm
time
puffing.
Is not an issue.
All right. Anyway.
Let's go, soldier.
Do you remember what the McCallum Minute was going to be?
Nope.
All right. Yada, yada. Here we are. We're back. you know, we're
Is
back.
Is it like that for
yeah,
real?
Yeah. You know, I mean.
Damn.
Hey, you think. Do you know how long the break is for them?
Yeah.
It's like 7-8 seconds.
For us?
So, you know what? Hey, here we are.
For us?
We've been like 3 days later. We couldn't get out of here. We were scared.
No, I'm on a different stick. He's still on.
Yeah, Bryant's had 40 cigars
since then.
And I'm still on the same one.
Yes.
But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us and listening. And, you know, we'd love to get your feedback. So yes. Down in the show notes, you'll see my email address. It's rob@cigartalkpodcast.com.
Mm.
And you can just email me and say, hey, what's up? Oh, let me tell you a little story about somebody who reached out to me on Instagram. Like, I'd posted something, and he was like, rah, rah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I posted something, like, a week later, and he was like, rah, rah, you know? So I get it. And then, like, he sends me a message that says, hey, check your messages. I sent you a link. I started my own clothing brand.
Rah, rah.
So I'm like, I don't even know what this dude's talking about. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
And
so, but anyway, no, I get this message, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was because I didn't respond. Because I literally have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I just was like, hey, thanks for liking my thing. And, you know,
thanks for liking my thing. And the two friends that hang around.
But I'm like, you know, personally, I don't give a shit if anybody likes my shit.
If I post something and you like it, cool. And if I post something and nobody likes it, cool. I'm not posting it for your approval. I'm posting it to let you know a little bit more about me. You get what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. That's why I can't stop laughing.
So, so anyway, what? You know it's true. Dude.
So what did the what did you say after the message? Nothing?
No, no, no. I left it alone. I'm like, I'm not going to answer. And then the next message, I see another message. I mean, that's kind of annoying. You know, but it says, for real? Like, FR?
Yeah.
Question mark? Now you're just going to ignore me. I'm like, dude, I have no fucking idea what it is that you want me to do. You know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, honestly, I butt dialed you. You know what?
Butt dial.
You know, you've seen the movie Show Me the Money.
Yes.
It's like, you had me at hello. Well, that's not me. I'm like, it is what it is. You were done.
It's done.
So anyway, then he sends me another message and says, I resent it. Go click on the link. And I'm like, I don't have anything from you. And he says, oh, no, I said, how are you sending it to me?
Uh-huh.
Because I have a lot of email addresses.
Yes, correct.
And he's like, it's SMS, which means text.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'd know if you text me. And he comes back and he's like, I don't think it's working because you don't have your phone number connected to your Instagram. And I said, yeah, I don't.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, okay, well, connect your Instagram and your phone number, and then I will be able to send you the link. And I was like,
you know who that dude was?
All right, dude, I'm done.
You know who that dude was?
Mm-hmm.
He was a prince in Jamaica. You were getting scammed. He was trying to get you to get, so he can get into your Instagram account and take it over.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm well aware.
Mm-mm,
but I just think it's a funny story.
Yeah.
Because they're just like,
first of all, a motherfucker telling you to look at their clothing line. You don't even wear clothes. You wear flip-flop shorts and t-shirts every day. Every day. So what clothing line are you trying to introduce to him?
Like, no, no, no. I'm not introducing.
No, I'm talking about him introducing. What clothing line are you trying to introduce to him? None.
I'm guessing that it's not what I wear.
Yeah, nowhere near. Nowhere near.
Because you do know that, like, I would say when I'm not at work, 90% of the shirts I wear are the shirts I make.
Dude. I've seen you in long pants and a shirt three times in my life. Two of them were my birthday parties. And one was you had to go to work for a reason.
Just to be fair, his birthday party was at a country bar and we had to put on chaps. And I wasn't going to put on chaps with just shorts on.
You lost everybody with that bullshit.
Okay. It was a...
Okay, can we have the McAuliffe Minute now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to do the McAuliffe Minute.
Okay.
We're
going to do the McAuliffe Minute now. And what do you have for him, Bob?
Here I'm Bob, and I'm reporting from East L.A. Cheech is about a quarter of a block down. Anyway, you know, a couple of weeks ago, or whenever, we did a show with a dude that has one ball.
Oh, my God.
And if you can tell me his name, you'll go into the drawing.
Go into the drawing. This is the question.
Yeah, and don't say that it's Uniball.
No.
Or Uniballer. What is his real
name?
Like, made-up name that his parents gave him. Those weren't his real parents.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
The McAuliffe Minute.
Yep. Send me an email. We'll get you in that drawing.
And now we go to
bullshit news.
Bryant's bad.
Bullshit news.
He had to say that, man.
Oh, you know what? Adam is going to put that little sound bat right there. So thank you, Adam. Anyway, go ahead.
I have to ask you a question. How many glizzies have you eaten at one time?
I don't know what a glizzy is.
A hot dog.
Why is that called a glizzy?
It is.
What?
It's a glizzy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How many hot dogs have you eaten at one time?
At one time?
At one time, one sitting.
I don't know if I feel comfortable revealing that information.
Come on, man.
A lot of people know me. At one time, probably five.
Damn.
But not simultaneously. I mean, I don't have them all five, wound up together.
No. What I'm talking about is...
Back to back to back.
We're talking about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Oh, I don't do those.
It was just done on the 4th of July.
Yeah, they do it every 4th of July.
And this guy has won for the 16th time.
Yeah.
That's 16 times, man.
Yeah.
You know how many he ate?
I don't know, like 50.
62.
That's too many.
I'm like, hey, 62.
Let me tell you something. I had five because my mom said, there's not going to be any food tomorrow if you don't finish that plate.
Like, I'd have been like, okay, well, I'm just not eating them all. But 62 hot, and it's just not the hot dog, it's the bun also.
Yeah, and they, like, don't they dip them in water?
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, I don't, oh, that's disgusting. That's just slosh going down your gullet.
But this dude has won 16 times, not in a row, though. He's run eight, he's won eight in a row.
It sounds to me like this dude could find some better hobbies.
Please, please. His record, however, is 76.
All right, you know what? I don't give a fuck if you have 10 or 76. You're eating too damn many hot dogs.
In one city.
Yeah, no, dude, no. You know what? Let's ban hot dog eating contest. Really?
He's sitting there just like,
you know what?
I couldn't watch anybody do that shit, man.
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
Ah. But they,
and then, like, how many people throw up? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they've just overdone it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. Your body is not made to take 76 for
here,
a record.
Here, and NBC, if you're listening, I want to pitch a show to you guys. How about a new show called Can You Believe That Shit?
Yeah.
And this was at the end of the hot dog contest, yeah. Dude's eating 76. We hold him down and jam a whole tube of Mentos in his gullet.
Oh, my God.
And then put a 2-liter in his mouth and just start guzzling.
You know the explosion that's going to come from that, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
Anyway.
But to make this such an extravaganza for the 4th of July, eating 62 hot dogs.
Dude, I don't want to be, like, laid up, hurting.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Or I mean, might truthfully, be in the ER. You know what I mean?
You may not make it to the ER. It's going straight to the mortuary. But people do this.
Yeah, I get picked up by an ambulance. And they're like, hospital. I'm like, nah, just take me to the mortuary. I'm done.
I'm done. But he's won 16 contests.
How old is the dude?
40-something, man.
Okay. Dude needs new hobbies. He's too old to be doing that dumb shit.
Come on, man.
Dude.
Come on, man.
I mean, you're okay. You know what? If you're 22 and doing that dumb shit.
Even at 22, it's still too crazy, man.
I know, but still. I did a lot of dumb shit when I was that age.
I didn't do that.
Well, I didn't either, but I did, like, other shit that I can't probably talk about. But, you know what I mean.
62 hot dogs.
That's too damn many. And in your 40s.
You're killing yourself, bro. You're killing yourself.
For what?
A prize. The golden mustard prize.
Well, at least it ain't mayonnaise. I think somebody's doing something.
But I just couldn't get it, man. This week, now.
That is some bullshit
news.
That's
some bullshit.
Yeah. That is.
Now we're going to talk about my three sticks for this week.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're not going to talk noise?
Hmm.
What was the last? What did?
I'm sipping on a little Eagle Rare, and so I wasn't speaking at all.
I got you.
So, hey, what you're doing your three. Good.
Yes.
Let's do it.
The first one is going to be one that you gave me, the Oliva Series V Milano.
Yeah, and it was in the petite Robusto.
Yes, yes.
I think it's like a 4.5 by 48.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, and it's box pressed.
Oh.
It's a good little cigar.
It was perfect because, and you told me it'd be about a 45-minute to an hour smoke. It was 45-something minutes.
Yeah. I
smoked it.
I mean, depending on, like, your pace, like, it's not a 20-minute smoke.
No. It's not a quick smoke at all. And it's a 40 to 45 minute, 40 to almost an hour worth of enjoyment. That's what it was. Because I sat there on the porch, and I smoked on that. I sent me some Woodford, and it was like, man, it was perfect. 80-something degrees. It was after that rain it went through, so it was like a little bit of a breeze. It was perfect, man. Number two was
those days are over.
Oh, yeah. Number two was the Ave Maria Charlemagne. I know you're going to say
No.
Like.
I'm thinking about that. Oh, which band is that? You know what? I do like that cigar.
Yes.
That's the only one of that series I even like.
Okay.
And I haven't had one probably in, 4 years.
And this one was the 7.5 by 54.
Yeah. You know that's an A.J. Fernandez.
Yes. Blend. And it is delicious, man. Last for this week, I got a gift from home, and I had never smoked it before. The Caldwell Long Live the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Medium, delicious. When I say delicious, it has a Cameroon wrapper with a Colorado, has a Colorado cover with that Sumatra binder. Oh, man. I love that stick. I want to get some more, but they don't have them here, so.
Right.
I got to go home to get them or send home to get them.
So, you know.
Those are my three this week, folks.
All right. You know what? That one I gave you was good.
Why?
No. You know what? They are not bad.
Damn.
I mean, you know.
The day he says my three are good.
I've said that before. I've said that's a good list.
It'll be the end.
I've said that before.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, you know what's going on next week?
What's going on next week, man?
I mean, what is today? Saturday. Yeah. So as of tomorrow, next week, what happens? PCA.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's buzzing about it.
I've been seeing stuff on my Facebook. Hiram Solomon sent some things. They sent their booth number and everything to me to let me know where. I ain't going.
No.
Not going.
Hey.
Vegas in July?
Dude,
it's hot as sin here.
And let's just say this. I've had several people message me, hey, you going to be at PCA?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, nope.
Not happening.
And they're like, oh. And then they're like, waiting. And I say, I don't go to Vegas in the summer.
Whew. Smart man.
Dude,
smart
I've only man. Been to Vegas once, but I went in February. It's great in February.
February.
It is awesome.
Mm, 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 mm.
And so
I've been
to Phoenix in July, and it was 121.
That was not the
hottest it had been the earlier part of that month. And I was just like,
goodness gracious.
I couldn't live out here.
No, couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I don't know where anybody is putting any value in this property over here, but not
why?
Me.
Say
too hot.
Why?
Too hot?
Why?
So
I can't.
Anyway, PCA, back to the topic. I mean, let's just say the PCA was going on, say, in November, early November. Would you go then?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because then it's cooler.
Yeah, I ain't going.
Why not?
You know what? I just don't dig it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like.
I mean, after the last time you went with the fiasco.
The crew.
Yeah.
What do you mean the fiasco?
No, the taping and everything that you were talking about.
I mean, we had to adapt on the fly.
Yeah.
And we did, but it was like. What's all the rah-rah about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see that, too. Yeah. It's.
I like to smoke cigars.
And meet
I don't
people.
Like to walk for.
Miles. You know, 80, in the heat.
82 miles on the floor going from
miles.
Booth to booth.
82 miles.
And it's like everybody is there to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can.
Not something you're going
to
enjoy.
I got people to do interviews while I was at TPE, but it was like they are also there to sell cigars.
Yeah.
And you know how I am. They're like, how long is it going to take? And I'm like, 20 minutes.
Not happening.
Right. You know, what's his name? Herkelots. You know, I was like, 20 minutes. I think he was there for an hour and a half. And then, you know, it's cool for me.
Yeah. But
I was like, I don't want to piss the dude off, but it's rolling.
Yeah. It's just, it's not.
But you know what? I mean, it's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Around an expo, for me, I don't enjoy that.
Me neither. I've never enjoyed that.
You ever been to a boat show?
No, I've been to a car
show. You ever been to a car show?
Yes.
Like new cars?
Yes.
Well, I know you're from the hood. I thought maybe you're talking about, like, you know, out back a Target. That's a joke, folks.
That's a Lubbock joke.
It is, because you're like, we didn't have no Target.
We had a Target, but it wasn't a car show there.
But, I was like,
that's not it.
I could go back to Vegas, but it ain't going to be for a cigar show.
I got you.
That's just how I feel. You want to go, you know,
once.
Rock out.
Nah.
And have fun.
Nah.
Go for it.
Nah.
I feel like I did that.
It was just the fact of going to Vegas.
I did that
November.
At TPE.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That was in February. The weather was fantastic. Dude, I did more walking than I have in, like, all of the rest of my life combined.
And you didn't even live the rest of your life yet.
No, I'm saying, like, everything from this day back, all the steps I've taken, I took more just while I was in Vegas. And Tim... You know, we get the ticket for the tram.
So
we don't have to, you know, you pay once. Or actually, we bought passes for 5 days. And, like, after one day, I was like, that was a bad idea. The tram sucks. Dude, it sucks. And so, you know, when we go out and party, we're ready to go, and it's like, hey, man, let's get an Uber. And Tim's like, we already paid for the tram. I'm like, are you fucking for real?
I don't want to get on the tram anymore.
It's like, we're a half a mile from the tram.
Yeah. Let's get an Uber.
Yeah, we did get an Uber once, and it was like, see how nice this is?
No more tram. I just, you know, I've never been to Vegas, so... If I went, it would have to be.
You don't need to go ever. You would not have fun.
I wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
Like, what do you, I was asking you, you know, things about your personal history earlier, and you were like, I don't do that. So, you know what? That would be the same answer when someone says, do you go to Vegas? And you're like, I don't do that.
Nah.
It's on the same.
I'm a card player. I play everything except for poker. So there are other card games, and I just like to do it. I mean, I went to...
You're going
to
play a little Old Maid?
No, I went to Lake Tahoe once, and I played blackjack. And what else? It was another card game. And the slots. I enjoyed myself doing that. But it was...
How much money did you win?
I actually went in with $20. Left with 45. And when I got to 25 on winners, I was like, I ain't spending another dime.
Let me tell you a little secret, though.
What's that?
You came in with how much?
20.
Yeah, you shouldn't have fucking been there. You got $20 pocket.
I had more than that. It's just all I was going to lose.
Okay.
That's all I was
using.
I was
like, dude, if you only got 20 bucks, you're not going to get where you want to be.
I set parameters for myself. I know I'm not going to get rich in there.
Yeah.
So I don't. If I lose $20, I'm done. I'm through.
Yeah.
And I stuck to that. And when I got up $25, I was like, okay, I'm done. I walked away.
Yeah, my limit is somewhere between 200 and 800.
And I ain't taking that risk.
The first time I went, it was 200 until I went back to the ATM, and then I went back to the ATM. And I spent $800.
See, that's where my mindset is.
Like calling the bank going, hey, I need to get some more money out of this ATM.
No,
that limit of $400 ain't covering what I need.
No, bruh, no.
And you know what's funny? My wife didn't even know that, and she was in Vegas, and I was in Louisiana.
Nah, bruh. Can't do that one.
Oh, no, no, no. I had to do that. That's... I learn from my mistakes. I learn from actually doing and being like, well, that didn't work.
I learn from other folks' mistakes.
Well, that's good. I'm just saying I'm a first-hand learner.
I know. I ain't going down that route. I learned. You said, oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the lessons that I learned from that were invaluable for my gameplay to not elevate.
Not for you. Not just for you. For me also. Because I'm learning from you.
But you don't play cards in that way.
Nope. Now, there are other card games.
You're a fancy card player.
No, it's just hood cards. I play fancy. Tunk and spades for money.
Fancy.
I'm not a poker player. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not. I understand it. I've watched people play it, but I'm just like, nah.
It is the deepest psychology game you can play.
I ain't trying to play psychology. I'm just trying to win money.
Okay. I've never said you have to come play. I would love for you to play, but
dude, you have tried to peer pressure me playing poker many times.
I don't call that peer pressure.
What do you call it?
I call that encouragement.
That's peer pressure.
Encouragement.
Peer pressure.
Expand your experience.
Peer pressure. Yes. Yes, it has. And I continue saying the same exact answer. Nope. Not going to do it.
Okay. I'm going to quit asking you.
Thank you. That's a lie.
Now I'm gonna jam a hot dog in your face.
No glizzies.
So, but anyway, back to the PCA. I mean, I had fun.
Uh-huh.
But, like...
It was too much work for you.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the... I mean, you know what the best part of that was?
What?
Was hanging out with Tim and Zeka.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, all the other stuff, I was like... This all is a pain in the ass.
But being able to hang out with them.
You know what?
I
should have went down there with like a Tascam little mini cassette player. I took the whole fucking studio.
Yeah, you did.
Set up.
You
and
did.
We, every day we had to carry all that luggage with all that equipment in and out, set up, tear it down, you know. And it was a nightmare. And then, you know, Tim's like, oh, we got the tram.
Like, still going back to the tram.
On there. Oh, dude, I'm carrying all this stuff. And it's like where the tram stops, where the convention center is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, hey, next stop, North Convention Center. They stop, and you get off, and then you start walking down these stairs, and the convention center's not right here. It's way the fuck over here. And I got a bunch of fucking equipment.
Wow, that you're lugging. Mm-mm. Nah,
Yeah, I was not a big fan. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, I met some great people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I meet great people without going to Vegas.
Yeah. It's just, you know, to some people that is, they enjoy
Like, I didn't
that.
Get to gamble but, at all.
And see, that would have gotten me because even if I'm going there for PCA and I have to do, I'm going to interview, I still want to enjoy myself because I'm in Vegas.
Right.
And then if I don't get to do that,
oh,
then there
dude.
Is
and
an
then,
issue.
And then there is a whole level of holy shit balls, the drama behind the scenes. It's
you.
Like, are you for real?
Yeah, I got you on that too.
I'm not going to do this because that person's associated with that.
Yeah,
and I'm like.
So and so. Yeah, the politics.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go hang out at that badass cigar lounge and have that experience because mm-hmm. I don't give a shit who's running it.
Yep.
The door's open.
And that's my mentality. I don't go on other people's opinions about shit. Nothing.
Dude.
I'm going to find out for my damn self.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like.
We'll find out for my damn self.
Fuck around.
Find out.
Find out. All right, guys. We are going to jump into a quick little, I told everybody I was going to have the top five.
Yeah.
Harmonicist.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Harmonicist.
Yes.
I feel like I'm speaking Spanish.
English.
No, man. Harmonica? That's English?
Yes.
Sounds Spanish.
The
Yes.
You are so wrong, dude.
Harmonico player.
No.
All right.
No. No. Come on with your
top five. Oh, no. I got my top five here. All right, guys. Sorry for the delay. Give me a minute. Hey, do some filler while I pull it up.
And the best thing about it is I come into the studio today, the lounge, rather, and there is this piece of art sitting on the table.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
The Army Locker blacked out from Case Elegant.
I was telling somebody about it earlier. Oh, when I was out on my with some family, and I was like,
I told them
the story of how Case Elegant sent us two nice humidors.
Uh-huh.
One was the Octador,
yes.
And one was the
green.
Original military foot locker. And, like, man, I saw that military locker, and I was like, dude, that is sweet. Mm-hmm. And anyway, my wife is like, you need to give that one to Brian. No. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I'd love this one right
yes.
here. She's like, you need to give that to Brian. And I was like, what? And she's like, okay, give him the option. And
yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll do it.
And then what did I do?
I feel like Billy Bob Thornton. Okay,
And then what did I do?
I chose the military.
Yes,
and
I
then
did.
So anyway, they came out with a special limited edition
blacked out.
It's a matte black,
yes.
And it's completely blacked out, and it has like gunmetal polished gunmetal. What do you call it? Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a tray that holds, I don't know.
A lot.
30 cigars.
Yep.
And then underneath there, it probably holds another, I don't know, 80?
I got 100 up under mine.
Too. Okay. So somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a drawer underneath
for
the
your
front for all your accessories. And then right here, I mean, it tells you, dude, 73%.
Perfect.
And I just seasoned that yesterday.
It is perfect.
And no, 2 days ago. And, like, I seasoned it in one day, and it has not dipped below 69.
Nope. That's how mine is still doing.
And, you know, here in Abilene, we've actually had a lot of humid days.
Yes.
So it's a little elevated, but...
However.
If you're keeping it right around 69, 70, and all of a sudden the air is wet, you know, it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, dude, I'm okay at 73.
Oh, man, it's... Case Elegance with these humidors.
Feel that.
I did.
It's like
that's the first thing
dude,
I did was open it to see.
You almost have to use both hands
yes.
to open it because there's a suction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
You had to make that sound. No. And that was the first thing I did was open it to see if it was the same sound that mine makes, and it does.
Yeah.
It's sealed. And
oh, you're actually pulling air, like
yes,
sucking it up.
Yes. And it, I mean, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it really is. And it holds a lot of cigars.
Yes, it does. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And like I said, it's sitting on the table.
I'm going to tell you right now. Like, well, you know, in the studio, guys, we've got a club chair.
Mm-hmm.
We got a recliner. We got a three-seater
and a
sofa and
love
a love seat. And it's in like a semicircle. And we have a coffee table that, like, is a treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
Be a big damn treasure chest. But anyway, it's all natural wood.
Yes.
And it's, like, all these pretty colors of wood. And the only thing, when we're not doing the show, that's on the coffee table is this blacked-out humidor sitting next to a little black rack with all black slate,
cup
holder.
Yeah.
Or not cup holders.
Nah, they are. They keep you from getting water spots
it's
on
like
your
these
wood.
These two guys are dumb. It's a coaster.
Yeah.
These two guys dumb.
Yes.
I don't want to be dumb, so I'm quitting this show.
Those two together give this ambiance. And it's weird because coming from the studio to the lounge now, it's a total difference.
Oh,
and
dude.
This
sets it off.
Oh, man.
Like, for me, the two biggest pieces, well, three pieces in here.
Mm-hmm.
This coffee table.
Yeah.
This humidor.
Uh-huh.
And that stereo.
And that stereo, yeah.
Because, you know, I spend probably, like, I don't really watch a lot of TV. Music to TV ratio is, music. I'm probably, like, 15% TV.
Yeah, the rest of it's music.
I sit in here for hours just listening to music.
Even when he's not in here, music is playing. Like, the last three times I've showed up, I was like, he ain't even here. And the music is just blaring. But
hey, let me tell you something. You know what? That's Alexa's problem.
But this humidor is...
Oh, dude. And you know what?
It's perfect.
If you're interested in a Case Elegance humidor... Send me an email and I will get you hooked up.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? We're right now, at least, we're not even going to do any codes. If you want to get one, you email me and I will reach out and get you the hookup.
Mm-hmm. And it's a hookup, too.
That's how we take care of our people. It's hands on.
Yes, it's a hookup.
Jergens. Anyway,
let's get to the five of Monica's, bro.
Oh. Little bit of Monica.
No.
Harmonica, sorry.
Harmonica.
I don't remember if I still have the list.
How are you going to do a show?
I'm kidding.
On a topic. If I didn't. No.
I remember where it is now.
Talking,
dude, let me tell you something.
We'd still be talking about it now.
Do you know how many, like, messages I've got going on all the time?
Don't care. Where's the list?
It's right here. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bet coming in at number five, Charlie Musselwhite.
Who the
heck? Come on.
Nope. I don't know who Charlie Musselwhite is.
Charlie Musselwhite is a highly respected blues harmonica player known for his soulful playing and rich tone. He has been active since 1960, and has made numerous albums, earning him a dedicated fan base and critical acclaim.
Okay.
You got it?
Gotcha, bro.
All right. I'm hoping you know this next one. Okay. Like, I'm going to be disappointed a little bit if you don't.
Okay.
James Cotton.
Disappointed. Did you know James Cotton before you did the list?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put it to you this way.
Okay.
I didn't decide to make the list until I had already done, like, a really extended, long listening session of harmonica players.
Okay.
So, as I listened to it, I was like, you know, who's this? Who's this? Who's this? And so,
that's
I made
the list.
I started really, like, instead of just listening to general,
uh-huh.
I started being like, oh, I want to listen to this guy for a little longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start listening to his album.
So, you did true research on it.
If that's what you want to call
okay.
it. I enjoyed listening to music.
Cotton.
James Cotton.
Okay.
All right. Forgive me if the pronunciation is incorrect.
Oh, Lord.
It's Toots Thielemans.
Spell it.
T-O-O-T-S.
Toots. You know we didn't want to hear Toots spelled.
You know, it's like the receiver. Thielman.
Oh, so that's probably what it is, Thielman.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not the football player.
I understand.
Harmonica player.
Yeah, Toots. And I can understand the name Toots too.
Was a Belgian jazz international acclaim for virtuoso playing, often incorporating complex jazz improvisations into his harmonica performances.
Mm. Jazz. Gotcha.
And then coming in at number two, Sonny Boy Williamson. Disappointed.
Yeah.
All right. Do you like the harmonica?
I love the harmonica.
Sonny Boy, also known as Rice Miller, Sonny Boy Williamson was a renowned blues harmonica player. He had a distinctive playing style that was known for his emotive and expressive performances.
Mm. I can see that with a harmonica, though.
Oh, dude, and that's look, that's why he's number two, because, okay. like, I the more you put into it.
Yeah, the more you liked it, and the more it gave off. I got you.
And then.
Who's number one?
Here's what I'm going to be very disappointed of. All right, we're down to number one, folks. All right, I'm going to be very disappointed if you, like, quit listening, like, 15 Fuck that number one. Sorry, folks.
Who's number one?
How about a little Walter?
Oh, yeah.
You got that one. All right. Yeah. Yes. Considered one of the greatest harmonica players of all time, Little Walter Jacobs was known for his innovating playing style and his tone. He was the key figure in popularizing the harmonica and blues music during the 50s.
That's correct.
He's badass.
That's correct. Why didn't you have Stevie on there?
Because he's not in the top five.
Have you ever even heard Stevie play the harmonica?
Are you talking about Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen Stevie Wonder play. He didn't come up when I was doing my listening.
Okay.
But, hey, you know what? I'm always up for, like, pulling him up. How you spell Wonder? That's a joke.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
I bet you spell it wrong. W.
Well, yeah.
You think did it's he got it?
Not W?
Did you get it?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, what's the song?
It was when he first started.
I mean, I know a lot of his music, but yes. I mean, I don't.
That's not it.
Right? All right, we're not going to go one through each one. You'd be like, that's not it.
That's a damn good song, though.
Oh, I was a fan, but yeah, I don't. I have no idea which song, and so we're out of time, folks.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you for hanging in there. I know it was a stretch. It's like riding a camel that's giving birth to a weasel on Mother's Day.
A camel giving a birth to a weasel
on Mother's Day at 1600.
Why at 4 Central. O'clock? Central time.
And you're in Africa.
We need help. We need Dude, help.
Dude, that's what Ed said.
He did tell you that.
Dear friend of ours listened to the last week's show and sent me a message and said, listen to this week's show. You need help.
Yep.
I was like, that's not nice. I felt slighted.
Why?
Because Bill or Ed, whatever. Hey, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. And until next time,
keep smoking.
And smoke as many cigars as you can.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.